Blog Talk Radio.
Amen. Hallelujah. What a mighty God you are. Oh, what a mighty God you are. You are awesome in all your ways. We give you honor and praise and thanksgiving in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you this morning for what you've done for us already. Yoku Shabaka, Didi Yoku Shabaka. Let every plant that my Father has not planted be rooted out in the name of Jesus. We lay the axe to the root of every evil tree in our lives. Let every ungodly generational taproot be cut and pulled out of our bloodline in the name of Jesus. Oh, in the name of Jesus, let the root of wickedness be as rottenness. We speak to every evil tree to be uprooted and cast into the sea. In the name of Jesus, let your holy fire burn up every ungodly root. In the name of Jesus, let the confidence of the enemy be rooted out. Let every root of bitterness be cut from our lives. Let the prophetic word be released to root out evil kingdoms. Let any evil person planted in our church and in our lives, in our families, be rooted out in the name of Jesus. Let any sickness rooted in our bodies be plucked up in the name of Jesus. Let all false ways that have rooted themselves in our cities and false ministries be plucked up out of our city in the name of Jesus. Let every bramble and nettle be plucked up from our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all thorns be burned out of our lives in the name of Jesus. Let all spirits rooted in rejection come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in pride come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in rebellion come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in fear come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in lust and sexual sin come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in curses come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in witchcraft come out now in the name of Jesus. Let our spirits rooted in any part of our bodies and organs come out now in the name of Jesus. We serve a holy God. He is righteous. He's perfect in all his ways. Ain't nobody like our God. Good morning. Today is February 22nd, 2014. Today is Children's Day. Yes, we're honoring our children this morning. We are honoring them, and we are thanking God for our children, the gift that he gives us. We are blessing the Lord this morning. Yes, he does. Jesus loves the little children of the world. Yeah, the babies in the incubators, he loved them. The babies, you know, that are still in the belly, he loved them. Yes, he did. He placed them carefully in their mother's womb. He loved the children. Yes, and he's calling us to love the children. And sometimes, you know, we got to show tough love, and sometimes we can just be real lenient. Just depends on the children. So God is such a great God, and he gave us the children as a gift, and we got to thank him for those gifts. I know sometimes they could get out of hand, and we have to pull them back in. You know how Jesus used that rod of correction when we get out of hand? Sometimes we got to do the same thing with our children, but we got to lovingly do that. So I thank God for each of you this morning. I thank God for all that he has done for us. You know, he blessed us. He woke us up. People say, how you doing? I'm saying, I woke up. When you wake up, be grateful. Be thankful. Thank the name of the Lord. Thank him for his goodness. Thank him for his mercy. Thank him for his loving kindness, because we serve a great God. Well, this morning we have a woman of God on with us from Houston, Texas. She's faithful to come on every week. Her name is Karen Artell. What you going to play for us this morning, Sister Karen?
Jesus loves me.
All right, how is the weather there? Is it rainy, cold?
It is nice right now, but it's supposed to get like a 20% chance of rain.
All right, well, I thank God you can play anyway, no matter what the weather. Amen.
Okay, amen.
If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, clap your hands. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, stomp your feet. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, say amen. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. If you're happy and you know it, then your face will surely show. If you're happy and you know it, do all three. Amen. Woo! Thank you, Sister Jean. Amen. That worked your body. They said that break their body up.
Amen. Oh, my God. I love it. I love it. I love it. I love it. We got the youngest people in the world over there in the towers. Yeah, they're young people. They're in their 60s, 70s, 80s, some in their 90s, 100s. I thank God for you, Sister Jackie. I love that. If you're happy and you know it, it just tells us that no matter what age you are, you can be happy and know it in Jesus. Thank you. Love y'all. It must be going off already.
Thank you.
Love y'all. Bye.
It's like someone says, we don't know you, but we love you.
Oh, like, all right. Love y'all, too.
Okay.
That's one Jenny used to sing.
Like, mm-hmm. On the radio.
In the towers. I used to live over there in the towers, and many of the people that I knew have moved out or moved on to glory. So I thank God for them coming on. They're young people, young people. God has let them, you know, have abundant life. They've been on this earth a long time. Well, we got a cousin of Jackie, Sister Minister Donna Hawkins from Paducah, Kentucky. Good morning.
Good morning, Minister G.
How are you?
I'm doing great. How about you?
I'm doing awesome, praising the Lord. Right on.
Yes, ma'am.
How's your family?
Everybody's doing better. Please remember to keep my mom and my mother-in-law in prayer. My mother-in-law's son passed away, and he was funeralized last week, but we're doing better.
Good.
Yes,
good.
Ma'am.
I pray your strength in the Lord.
Thank you so much.
Well, what
I'm
are you going to
sing? I'm going to sing Let Him In today.
Oh, my God. All right now.
Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Listen, 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 listen. Listen, open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Somebody's knocking and it must be Jesus. You ought to let him in. Let him in today. He'll come in to stay. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in. Open up your heart and let the Lord come in.
Amen, amen, amen. I tell you what, they got this whole family is gifted and talented. Thank you, Sister Minister Donna Hawkins. I appreciate you. That's what we got to do. When Jesus knocks at our door, we got to open up our hearts and let him in because he's knocking. He's knocking. And we should do the same thing. We should be seeking him daily, seeking him, knocking at his door and saying, Jesus, let us in. Hallelujah. So I thank God for Jesus. He did a great thing for us. He did a great thing for us. Well, we got another group of people on this morning, two young ones. They're going to be singing for us this morning with their mom. And there is Minister Stacy Holman and her girls, Jabria and Brianna. Good morning.
Good morning.
How you doing? Hey, girls.
Hey.
How y'all doing?
Good.
Y'all had a good week at school?
Yes, ma'am.
Oh, good. Did you get an A+ on your work?
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Who is that, Jabria or Brianna?
That's Bianca. Bianca's got it. She got an A+ work.
I did.
You did? Wow, girl, you are present.
Yes.
All right. What y'all going to sing, girl?
You are Jesus.
Oh, my favorite. I'm ready to listen. Go ahead.
Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Do you love Jesus way down in your heart? I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. Do you love Jesus? Way down in your heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in your heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down, way down in your heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. Yes, I love Jesus, way down in my heart. I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart, I'm talking about deep, deep, down, down. Way down in my heart.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Oh, thank you all, girls. You are such a blessing in my life. I got to meet you, girls.
You're welcome.
And your mama. Keep doing good.
Yeah.
Obey your parents and listen to your teachers, okay?
Amen.
Thank you, Minister Stacy.
Yeah. Amen.
Oh, wow. I mean, we had some great songs this morning. Jesus loves me. If you're happy and you know it, let him in today. When Jesus knocks at our door, and do you love Jesus way down in your heart? Now, you know we could keep him at bay. But no, we want to love him deep down. He says we're to love him with all of our heart, soul, and strength. That's deep down in our heart now. I thank God for those girls and their mama. She teaches them, trains them up in the way they should go. Well, I want to read something to you. You know, training up children in the way they should go is not an easy thing. But I thank God he gives us guidance on how to do it. Yes, he does. And, you know, in the Bible, all throughout the Bible, the Old and the New Testament, God tells us what to do. He says we're to teach the children. In Deuteronomy 6:7, from the time they get up in the morning to the time they go to bed. Yes, he did. And then he says we're to train them up, Proverbs 22, in the way they should go. And then we're to provide for them. And I hope we're not providing junk for them. Now, you know, we can't provide all that junk, all that sugar, all that candy. Because then we say, they hyped up. No, we hyped them up. So watch what we provide for them. We provide clothes, shelter, and healthy food, healthy snacks for them. We're to nurture them, Ephesians 6:4. And fathers, provoke not your children to wrath, but bring them up in the nurture and admonition of the Lord. And we are to control them. And you know, young mothers nowadays, they don't want to control them. They let them run wild in Walmart. They let them run in the street in front of a car. We got to control them. 1 Timothy 3:4, one that ruleth well his own house, having his children under subjection with gravity. That means to control, to love them. Yes, we got to love them. Yes, Titus, both of those were Titus. The first one was Timothy, and this is Titus 2:4, that we may teach the young women to be sober, to love their husbands, and to love their children. Now, you know, I pray all women to love their children and their husbands. Their husbands, I'm going to put it in the right order, their husbands and their children, and respect each other. So, you know, now God said, now, he wants us to correct our children. Don't just let them do whatever they want to do, pitch a fit, hit their brother, hit their sister. No. Proverbs 13:24 talks about correction. Proverbs 19:18, chasten your son while there is hope. And don't spare, it says, and least not thy soul spare for his crying. So if they crying, let them cry. They'll stop. Mama, they used to tell us sometimes, well, you ain't crying blood. They get the belt. They said, you know, they knew the scripture. Even though they didn't always know how to quote it, they had it written on the tables of their heart. Spare the rod, spoil the child. If you beat them with the rod, it won't kill. You know, they knew all of that in their heart. So I thank God for bringing us up. You know, they call it the old way, you know, now. But I tell you, the old way still works. He says, withhold not correction from the child. For if thou beatest him with the rod, he will not die. Now he says to correct the children. After you corrected them, instruct them also. What are we going to instruct them in? Deuteronomy 4:9. Only take heed to thyself and keep thy soul diligently, lest thou forget the things that thine eyes have seen, and lest they depart from their heart the days of thy life, all the days of thy life, but teach them your sons and your daughters. So teach them the word. Deuteronomy 31:13. It says, you know, about instruction. We got to instruct our children. You tell them, go in there and make up your bed. An hour later, the bed ain't made up. And then they say, Mama, can we go play? Yeah, you could go play. You come in there, the bed ain't made up, but they going to play now. So we got to watch that. Bring them into, you know, instruct them. Make sure you're instructing them. Isaiah 28:9 says, whom shall he teach knowledge, and whom shall he understand? He make to understand doctrine, them that are weaned from milk and drawn from the breast. So that's who we got to train up in the way they should go. And first, you know, we got to be we got to be prayed up. We got to be in the word. We can't teach them something we don't know. We got to do what the word says. Now, listen, you know, I thank God for those children that come on. They come in almost every week with their mamas and their daddies. So I thank God for them. Now, I want you to listen to this poem, song by this child. So listen, this little boy, he's going to pray, not sing. He's going to pray the word. So listen, he's 5 years old. You what, God is raising up a generation of prayer warriors, intercessors, mighty warriors. They're strong and courageous in the Lord. That Joshua generation, that's how we can raise them up. Look at how much they can learn. Now, he was not reading that prayer. He was praying from his heart. He was praying from his heart. So I know that our children are born brilliant. They are born very smart, very creative. I see them all the time. And you know what? Someone sent this to me a while back. It's by a 15-year-old school child. And he got an A on his report. This was he wrote a new school prayer. And He said, you know, now since the Pledge of Allegiance and the Lord's Prayer are not allowed in most public schools anymore because God's word is mentioned, this child in Arizona wrote a new school prayer, a new Pledge of Allegiance. And here it is. Now I sit me down in school where praying is against the rule. But this great nation under God finds mention of him very odd. If the scripture now the class recites, it violates the Bill of Rights. And any time my head I bow become a federal matter now, our hair can be purple, orange, or green. That's no offense. It's a freedom scene. The law is specific. The law is precise. Prayer spoken aloud or a serious vice. For praying in a public hall might offend someone with no faith at all. In silence alone, we must meditate. God's name is prohibited by the state. We're allowed to cuss and dress like freaks and pierce our nose, tongues, and cheeks. They've outlawed guns, but first the Bible. To quote the good book makes me liable. We can elect a pregnant senior queen and the unwed daddy our senior king. It's inappropriate to teach right from wrong. We're taught that such judgments do not belong. We can get our condoms and birth controls, study witchcraft, vampires, and totem poles. But the Ten Commandments are not allowed. No, the word is not allowed. No word of God must reach this crowd. It's scary here, I must confess. When chaos reigns, the school's a mess. So, Lord, this silent plea, I pray. Should I be shot, my soul, please take. Amen. Now, that was from a 15-year-old, and this is just a sign, a very little sign of what's going on in the public schools. So we got to pray continually for our children in the public schools, in the private schools, in their homes, on the street, everywhere. We got to continuously pray. So I thank God this morning. You know, we love the word of God on Bible Storyland. Our guest speaker today is a mighty woman of God. I met her about 2 years ago, and almost every time I saw her, she was surrounded by children of all ages. The pew where she sat was so full nobody else could get on that pew. She also worked in the children's ministry for years. She's been working with children for years. I don't care what age. Babies, oh, my God. Youth, college students, young people, she got them covered. She loves them, and they love her. I know one, little Caleb, her godson. I used to see him. He was always wrapped in her arms. In her arms. She loves the children. So I thank God. You know, she's a prayer warrior. She's full of the word of God. Her name is Minister Donna Ray. Good morning, Minister Donna Ray. How are you? Hello?
Morning, Sister G.
Good morning. How are you?
I am great. How are you?
I'm doing fine.
Amen. Amen.
Amen. Well, I know that God gave you an awesome word. You ready to bring it forth this morning?
Yes, ma'am. God is awesome. Okay, so, okay.
Yes, ma'am. We ready, ready for you.
You ready for me to start?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Well, the first thing I want to say is all the kids that sang, that was great. It is so good to know how God is using you at a young age. Continue to do that. That's a good thing. Keep singing. Keep loving Jesus. He is the best. He'll never let you go wrong. You can never go wrong with him. So I am going to actually read a scripture first. I am coming out of 1 Corinthians 13 and 4. And it says, love is patient, love is kind, love isn't envious, it doesn't boast or brag or strut about. There's no arrogance in love. It's never rude, crude, or indecent. It is never self-absorbed. Love isn't easily upset. It doesn't talk wrongs or celebrate injustices, but truth, yes, truth, is love's delight. Love puts up everything and everything that comes along. With anything and everything that comes along, it is truth, hope, and endures no matter what love. Love will never. It will never. I'm just going to pull over for a second.
All right.
So I can finish doing what I'm doing. Okay. It says, love will never be obsolete. Now for the prophetic gifts, they will not last. Unknown languages will become silent, and the gift of knowledge will no longer be needed. Gifts of knowledge and prophecy are partial to at best, at least for now. But when the perfection and the fullness of God's kingdom arrive, all the parts will end. When I was a child, I spoke, thought, and reasoned as a child, as we all do. But when I became a man, I left the childish ways. For now, we can only see a dim and blurry picture of things, as when we stare into a polished metal part of the big picture. But one day when Jesus arrives, we will see clearly face to face. In that day, I will fully know, just as I have been known by God. But now faith, hope, and love, these three virtues must characterize our lives. The greatest is love. And so I came with love because we must love our children. We must love our children. Love covers a multitude of sins. I don't care what they do, how they do it. We just must continue to encourage our children, love them. Speak to them, have relationship with them, listen to them, hear what they're saying, understand where they are. We cannot judge children off of their actions all the time. Matter of fact, you can't judge them at all. Love them, correct them. I just want to give my testimony. I have a son and two daughters that I did not birth, and God blessed me with these babies. And one was homeless. He just, every day, he would show up at my house for dinner. So the Holy Spirit started dealing with me about what was going on in his life. He was homeless. He was living in abandoned houses. And so God blessed me to a point where I could provide, where he had shelter. I taught him love. And his friends would ask him, why do you tell your mother everything? He said, because I never had love like this before. My son did get in some trouble before, but I tell you, God was in control. He is now a young man doing what he's supposed to do. He's a father. He's very responsible. But I had to literally love the hell out of him. So when your kids are going the wrong path, love them. Try to understand them. Listen to them. Find out the root of the problem so that it can be corrected. And whatever you do, never, ever stop praying. Love is the key. We can love them through every single thing. Every single thing. So God is faithful. He's faithful and he's just. And we just must continue to build a relationship with our babies. It is so, so important. And we must be patient. We must have kindness and understanding. We must honor our children, just as we expect them to honor us. The Word of God says, honor your mother and father, that your days be long and you be blessed. So we must honor our children also, because the Lord also says, do not provoke your children to wrath. And so we must just continue to teach our kids and value them, and let God be in control. When they come up, and you know, kids now, we need to just encourage them on doing things that they love to do. If you give a child something that they love to do, they will not go. They can't go wrong. Even a career. And when you're encouraging your kids to have a career, let them choose. And let them ask God. It is so important that they ask God for themselves. Well, we must cover them. We must love them. We must support them. But we cannot go wrong with love. Love has to come first. And so I just would like to pray. So, Father, in the name of Jesus, we just thank you for this morning, mighty God. God, we thank you for Sister G. We thank you for this radio broadcast, mighty God. And, God, we ask that you would just cover the children from the crown of the heads to the soles of their feet, mighty God. God, I thank you that you're moving in a way with our children that they will be on fire for you, and the fire will never go out. In the name of Jesus, I just thank you for just precision in the spirit, God. I thank you for boldness being upon our children, that they will be bold to speak your word, teach your word, preach your word, mighty God. And we just thank you. Thank God. We thank you for the parents, mighty God. We thank you that you will continue to cover them and keep them and give us wisdom, mighty God. No matter what is going on, give us wisdom. Show us how to react to certain things, mighty God. God, and we burn up every seed that's not like you, anything that's been planted in our kids, God. We curse it at the root if it's not you, God. So we just thank you. We thank you for your willingness to teach us and love us and just bless our kids. Bless the kids all across the world, mighty God, from seashore to seashore, God. God, that they will know you, that they will come to you for themselves, mighty God. So we just thank you. We thank you for love. We thank you for everything that you're doing in our lives. And we thank you for Sister G, mighty God. I ask that you just continue to bless her and keep her. in Jesus' name, because she also has a heart for children. And I thank you for every endeavor that you have placed upon her to do, mighty God. And we thank you. We thank you that your perfect will is being done in Jesus' name. And we just thank you. We thank you that your perfect will was done this morning, mighty God. And bless all the babies that sang and prayed. God, let the fire continue to grow in them like never before. In Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. Woo, what a mighty word. Powerful word. Love is the key.
Hallelujah.
Love is the key.
Yes.
We must love our children is what she said. And you know, she read that scripture in 1 Corinthians 13. That's the love chapter. It says love suffereth long. You know, sometimes we short patient with our children. Love is kind. Love envieth not. Love vaunteth not itself and is not puffed up. And then she read 13. And now abideth faith, love. Now abideth faith, hope, and love. The greatest of these is love. And she talked about listening to our children. You know, I get sad sometimes when I hear, you know, a parent fussing at their children and they're on the cell phone. Go play in your room. Can't you see I'm on the phone? But that's like all day they're on the phone. When do they ever take time for the children? When do they take time to listen to them? Sometimes, you know, the children who've gotten murdered may not have if they had somebody to listen. The bullying spirit is going around. So, you know, we got to listen to them. Mama, he hit me at school. It may be deeper than what you think. Check it out. Don't ignore them. And she said, listen to the children. Love on them. You know, she said, we can love them through every single thing. Everything. Don't give up. Be patient. She said, honor our children like they honor us. Yes, we got to respect them. We can't cuss them out and expect them to be brought up in the way they should go. No. Encourage them in what they want to become. Because I tell you what, God put some great things in them to become. So I thank Sister Minister Donna for that word. Oh, it was awesome. Power-packed word. Just what we needed to hear on Children's Day. Now, you know, we're all familiar with the scripture in Matthew 19:14, where Jesus says, suffer little children and forbid them not to come unto me, for of such is the kingdom of heaven. And he laid hands on them and he departed. How many of us take time or take that scripture seriously? How many of us literally talk to our children about God, about Jesus, about the Holy Spirit? How many of us talk to our children about their own salvation? Do you know that they need to be saved from their sins as well as saved from destruction and early death and corruption? Our children need to be saved, not just from death and destruction, but they need salvation for their souls. David said in Psalm 51:5, behold, I was shapen in iniquity, and in sin did my mother conceive me. As humans, at certain ages, when our children know right from wrong, they need to be saved. And in Psalm 58:3, the wicked are estranged from the womb. They go astray from birth, speaking lies. Yeah, our children tell lies. You say, did you eat that cookie? No, ma'am. They'll look you in the eye now. Used to be we hold the head down and tell a lie. I remember as a little child, you hold your head down and tell a lie. Now they look you straight in the eye. Did you eat that? No, ma'am. Did you clean your room? Yes, ma'am. And they lying. Check it. Check them. Don't just let them grow up to be liars. Correct them. Correct them with love. Say, listen, baby, come here. Let me tell you something. You are not to tell anything but the truth. You got to tell the truth no matter what. You know, some children were liars, and they never were corrected, and they still lying as old people. So, you know, we got to correct them. Ezekiel 28:15 says, you are blameless in your ways from the day you were created. Your unrighteousness was found in you. Let's teach our children moral values. They need to know right from wrong, what is respectful and what is disrespectful. Some of them don't know. Sometimes I'm around children and I ask them a question. Huh? Huh? no? Huh? You got to teach him yes and no. Yes, ma'am. No, ma'am. Yes and no. Yes, sir. No, sir. You know, you got to teach him to respect adults. What are some of the values you can teach your children? Honesty. Honesty. But you got to live an honest life to teach them that. Upright of character or action. Honesty implies refusal to lie, steal, or deceive in any way. Truthfulness. Truthfulness. Honesty with the right. Teaching them the right way. Kindness. Helpful, affectionately, loving, gentle. That's what Sister Donna was talking about. Kindness towards your children. Courtesy. Good manners. Respectful. You can think of, you know, some more things to teach your children. Values should be taught through example as well as discussion. Sit them down and talk to them. Sit them down and talk to them. Don't be afraid. Talk to your children, no matter what age they are. You know, you got some grown children sometime. You need to come on, you know. Come on, I know you're grown, but let's just talk a little bit. I know you got your own children, but let's talk a little bit. Let's talk about, you know, your life. Let me share something with you about my life. And tell them the truth. You aren't always righteous. You aren't always holy. You did some things. We all did some things. So we got to teach, let them know. We ain't grow up being holy. We had to be taught to be holy. We ain't grow up doing the right thing. We had to be taught to do the right thing. So let your children know, yeah, you know, I used to lie. I used to slap you sometime when I was in anger. I had to learn how to treat you. Tell them the truth. Be honest with them. Let them know how to bring up their children. Now, you know, salvation is what our children need, and that's free. But we got to live holy, righteous lives. Let me find the scripture for you in Romans. You know, in Romans 12, he talks about a righteous life, a holy life. You know, we haven't always lived righteous and holy. Paul said in Romans 12:1, I beg of you, I beseech you. Now listen, brothers, listen, sisters, be merciful. By the mercies of God, present your body. I'm begging you, present your body as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable unto God, which is your reasonable service. And then he goes on to beg him some more. He said, now listen, don't be conformed to the world, because the world is drugging. You don't have to drug up, because the world pierced their nose, their stomachs. You don't have to do it, because the world and tattooed, you know, from the neck on down, you don't have to do it. Be transformed by the renewing of your mind. How do we do it? Through the Word of God, reading the Word, studying the Word, learning the Word, writing it on the tables of our hearts so we won't sin against God. So he says, renew your mind. How are you going to do it? Through studying the Word. And it's good. Why? To prove what is good and acceptable, the perfect will of God. We got to do that once you get saved. So, you know, I'm going to pray a prayer for the salvation of our children, and our nation needs to be. You know, we got to pray daily. Our children just ain't going to just up and be saved. Some of them do. They get it in their heart. Some of them 3-4 year old. One of my friends, she's in almost 70. She said when she was 4 years old, God came to her and saved her. 4 years old. So, you know, they're getting saved at early ages. Don't say, you too young, you don't understand. Just because you don't mean they don't. They know some things we don't know. They very, very smart, our children. They know a lot, and the Spirit of God is in them because they're open and willing and obedient to God. When God says, go tell your mom, mama, you need to put them cigarettes down. Mama, you've been drinking. I can smell it on your breath. Daddy, where you been? You ain't been home for days. Listen. Listen to your children. Well, the prayer, this is a prayer for salvation for our children. Father, I know that you're willing that not any, you are not willing that any should perish, but desire that all should come to repentance. Therefore, Father, we are praying for our children, and we're lifting them up today. Satan, we command you in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ to take your hands off of our children, to cease and desist in your maneuvers and activities against our children, not only in America, but in the world. Dear Father and Lord of the harvest, we claim our children for your kingdom and pray that you would send someone across their path whom they can listen to and whom they can relate to, like Minister Donna Ray, Lord, and other people on Bible Storyland who have a rapport with children. Lord, I ask you in the name of Jesus that you would give laborers the words to speak boldly to our children, your word that they cannot deny, so that the light of your glorious gospel will shine unto them, and they will believe and be saved. For all this, I give you thanks for your wonderful name, Jesus. So I thank God for the children. Is there anyone on today that's not saved? Press 1. We'll walk you through the plan of salvation. And then you got to live a holy, righteous life. You got to get with the body of people that are teaching the truth and that's going to help you and help guide you to a righteous, holy life so you can be transformed. Press 1 if you're not saved. All right, someone press 1 here. A 281 number. Hold on. Hello? 281312. You press 1? That may be Karen. I'm sorry, Karen. All right. So, looks like everybody's saved. Now, let me tell you something. Backsliding is not an option. Once you be saved, some people say always saved. No. You can slide back in the muck and the mire of life, and you can be lost. You can be lost. You can be, you know, you can have a mind that say, oh, it's okay for me to, you know, do this and do that, all those evil, wicked things, you know, that God said don't do. Read them in the Word. No, don't backslide. Slide. Run. Like David said, I run. I pant for God. I love the Lord. I seek him daily. I'm running hard after him like a deer that's thirsty for water. Thirst for the Lord. Hunger for his righteousness. Let's all be found faithful when Jesus returns. He coming soon. Well, it's testimony time. Anybody got a testimony? Testimony today. Testimony time. Press 1. I know Brother David always got a great testimony. All right, there he is right there. Hold on, Brother David. I'm going to put you on live. Hold on. Testimony time. All right, there you go.
How you doing?
Good morning. How are you?
Hey, Sister. Good morning. I'm blessed and grateful. How are you doing this beautiful day that God has given us?
Amen. I'm blessed and highly favored like you.
Amen. Well, I just like to thank God. He let me have a lot of blessings all of a sudden. And blessings just dropped. And even pictures and reminders of the blessings that he allowed me to enjoy. And had a beautiful Valentine's Day performance that I did with this church. And the spirit of these people was just so good. And I'm just grateful for the opportunity to be able to do comedy. And I probably need to be in the backslidden column a little bit because I've been letting people draw me into negativity, and I've been entertaining it. And I said a prayer this morning that I don't want to do that because it's easy to do an eye for an eye. And I want to love them, and I want to feed them when they're hungry and give them water when they're thirsty because it's more challenging to love. And I can't let them draw me into that negativity because there's so much that God has for me. I can't let them draw me away from it. So just, yeah, pray for me, and that's the testimony and all that. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. Thank you, Brother David. Well, Father God, we just lift up your son, and we ask you, Lord God, that he would repent before you in the name of Jesus, because you said, who can know his errors? Who can know their faults, their secret faults we have, oh God? And so, Father, I thank you today for what you're doing for Brother David, for his family. You know he's a husband and a father. So, Father, I thank you for all that you're doing, and I thank you for renewing his mind daily in your word, oh God. We ask you to bless him, keep him close by your side. Keep him in that secret place, oh God, in Jesus' name. Amen. Thank you, brother. Brother David. Well, we have another woman of God on I met recently by a school that I went to, and I was visiting at this school. She lives across the street, and I drove in the neighborhood, and I saw her fence, and it had so many scriptures written on it. I said, oh, my God, the Spirit of the Lord is over there. I mean, great scriptures all over the fence. It must have took her hours to write those scriptures and to make them so beautiful the way that God led her. Her name is Sister Anna Maria. Good morning, Sister Anna Maria. You're on live. How are you?
Morning. Praise the Lord. Praise Jesus. Give him all the praise. He's still on the throne.
Amen. Amen. I thank God for you, sister. She's a mighty woman of God. She's on her way shortly to a Bible study that a 90-something-year-old woman is going to be teaching, and she goes there, and Sister Anna Maria is a blessing in her neighborhood. She goes around, pass out tracts, talk to the children as well as adults, and tell them about
Amen.
The mighty Jesus.
Amen.
Thank you, Sister Anna Maria.
Yes, I would ask for prayer because, as you know, I'm being attacked by the devil and the people that are ignorant about the gospel. Or you know how it is. They're just children born out of wedlock, and we never know who the father is. And I'm in the hospital, they're just pumping them up and getting them on wealth and living off these young girls, et cetera. So, you know, being that I have some neighbors where I've had so many difficulties, and as the Bible says, you know, first you go to the Lord, but at the same time, if you have Christian brethren, also to ask them to pray. In my situation, I had a question to you, was that since a lot of the officers in the area, they know me and they're born again, and the sheriff is, and they're praying for me, they kind of keep an eye out for me, and also for the widows. And so I thank the sheriff. I send a message with the officers sometimes. I remind Sheriff Rutherford that the widow, the Christian sister that has a scripture on the fence, says thank you. But when they patrol the area, they kind of check up on the widows, not to forget the widows and the fatherless. So my question to you, if I could, is one of the lieutenants said to me in conversation about a situation I had with a young girl on how to handle it, he said, well, be careful because you put yourself in a situation when you're approaching children, you might want to be careful if you do. So I'm thinking, you know, well, there's brothers and sisters in Christ in the Middle East and other areas. They're preaching the gospel to everybody, and they're getting their heads chopped off or their hands or tortured. So, you know, we haven't been through that yet, but we might. So, you know, I have to also talk to the children, not the real small ones that I think they don't really know right from wrong, but others. So his concern was that, you know, I might get more persecution, but that, you know, look what they did to Jesus. So I understand what he said, and I generally don't approach real small children. But if the Lord touches my heart, I hand the track out to a child, and if they don't really understand or they don't want it, that's fine. But generally, I put them around on the fence, on the benches, and I'd approach adults. But if I don't know you're a pretty grown-up person, I'm going to approach you because the Bible says preach the gospel. He doesn't say to certain people a certain age. So you pray about that because, in a way, I can appreciate his concern to avoid maybe conflict where they get angry. But people get angry anyway because they're convicted of sin. So I wanted your opinion. That's one of my chihuahuas.
Okay, I'm going to put you, Sister Anna Maria, I'm going to put you on the prayer list. It is prayer time now, and we're getting ready to pray. So I'll put you on the prayer list first. Anybody want prayer, press 1 now, and we will pray for you. Press 1 unless you're already on live. I know Sister Minister Donna from Paducah, she asked me to pray for her mother-in-law and her mother and her mother-in-law, so I'll pray for them. Anyone else? Press 1.
I'm already on, right?
Yes, sir, you are.
Yeah, just thank you, Emmanuel. I'd like to have prayer for my beautiful wife, Donna. You know, what she's doing, because she's a very hard worker and very inspirational as well. And I'm proud of her, and I appreciate her. I don't talk about her much because that's my prize possession. That's, you know, just for me. I'm selfish. But also I like prayer for my two boys and their academics, and a little prayer for Mr. Dante because he's having a few issues interacting with different kids, and I'm just praying for him in that area. And he's been doing well in the academics, and we pray for think my older boy, he's going on a journey of his own. It might not be the journey I want, but I know there's growth, and I know that there's God with him. So I have extra prayer in his life as well. And all my family and friends, and even for my enemies. Thank you.
All right. Thank you, Brother David. Anybody else? Prayer. Press 1. If you're on live, you can state your prayer request.
Sister G? Sister G?
Yes, Sister Donna. I mean, Stacy.
Good morning.
I'm sorry, Minister Stacy.
Good morning. How are you?
Good morning.
I want you to... Okay. I'll even pray for, you know, me and my husband, pray for our family. Praise God. Pray for us. I want to own a house. Pray for my daughters this morning. They're going to be doing a little audition this morning. And pray for pray for all the ladies here. And pray for Sister Sheena I just met. Pray for her. And pray for some family members that I know that passed. Pray for their families. Pray for their families.
Okay.
And just pray for you. Preach your show the more, even though it's such a blessing. And more people.
Amen. You're a blessing to me, too. I thank God for you and the girls and the beautiful song you sang. Thank God. All right?
Thank you.
Got any more prayer requests? Press 1. All right, hold on. We'll put you on live. You're not already. Press 1. Okay, hold on 1 second. Somebody press 1 here. Must be Mariba in Dallas. Hey, Mariba.
Hi, how are you all?
I'm doing great. Is it warmer in Dallas now?
Yes, it is. It is. It gets warm in the day, then it frees up well. Heavy frost be all at night. So
okay.
It's still blessed. This here too shall pass. Yes, I was first one on, I guess I was, this morning, and then on the praise, Deborah, they say that she she's been healed of cancer. Now they're going to put, what you call it, that remove the bag. So just give thanks. I want to give thanks for her healing and continue healing her body and her salvation. In Jesus' name.
Okay.
Yeah, and pray for my enemies also so they can say, hey, I want some of that which she has. And to continue to give me the tongue of the learned that I may speak to Mary in due season.
All right. Anybody else? Prayer request? Press 1? Yes. Like prayer. If you're already on live, if I put you already on live, just state your prayer request.
Yes, I would like prayer to Susanna Maria for my neighbors that one of them is going around saying not to take any treats that I give because the poison or not take any cakes or anything. So, you know, pray for that and for the salvation. I don't know that I can mention the name. God knows who it is.
Hello, Sister G.
Almost basically, but
right,
it, basically, but
hold
it
on
hasn't
minute.
Happened.
By talking. Okay,
oh,
Sister Anna Maria.
Thank
right.
you. God bless.
Sister Stacy, what'd you say?
My friend Loretta. How you doing? I would like for you to pray for my home and my children and my job, my increase. I'm a hairstylist, and I would like for to be prayed for increase, and that my children just continue to all submit unto the Lord.
Okay, it's a lot of background noise. I'm sorry.
Well,
I did hear you wanted prayer for. The home
okay,
an increase. Was there anything else, Sister Loretta?
No, she still said anything else.
Okay.
As we've been hairstylists in this place over so many years, we pray for an increase in your destiny, 3-in-1 salon, and then my home with my children. They are growing up into past the teenage years, and the world trying to take them, you know, away from the things of God, and I know I raise them up towards the admonition of the Lord. And I'm a single parent, and it's a battle, and I want God just to bless my home, my seed, and increase my job.
Amen. Thank you, Loretta.
Yes, ma'am.
Thank you for being on today. All right, any more prayer requests?
Any more prayer requests?
Hey, I'm gonna cover the people in that shop, 3-in-1 salon, okay?
Okay.
All right.
I miss family.
All right. Anyone else? Okay, hold on. Let me see.
There's Loretta, Valerie, Mary. Everybody,
okay, I got
in your day.
The whole shop. I'm gonna cover the whole shop. How's that?
Everything, yes, ma'am.
All right. Thank you.
Thank you, God.
All right. So I'm looking. Any more requests? Anybody who didn't make their
request? I'd like to pray for the request prayer for the people in Syria. It's a civil war. They're going and they're killing and hanging children and doing all awful things. So I'd like to pray for the peace of Syria.
Okay. All right. Sister Donna, Ray, you still on with me?
Yes, ma'am.
Okay. Can you pray with me? I'm going to call one out for you and so forth like that. Can we do it together?
Absolutely.
I appreciate it. All right. I'm going to start with... Minister Donna Hawkins, her mother-in-law, and her family. And if you could pray for Brother David, his wife, his son.
Okay.
And, you know, they're teenagers. They're going through them.
Yes.
You know,
I understand.
All right. And then I'm going to go from there. So I'm going to go one at a time, and then I'm going to call. So I'm going to start, and then you pray for Brother David.
Okay.
After I finish, okay? And then I'll call on some more. Hallelujah.
Okay.
Father, we thank you for senior citizens, oh God. Father, we thank you, oh God, in the name of Jesus, for what you're doing for our seniors. And we particularly lift up those women of God and Minister Donna Hawkins' life, oh God, her mother. Her mother and her mother-in-law. And you know her mother-in-law lost her son recently, oh God. I ask you for strength. Come on high, oh God. Give her strength. And Lord, you're able, oh cool, Shabaka. You're able to heal a mother's heart, oh God, from the loss of a child. Oh Father God, many of us think that we will go first. But many children are going before us, oh God. So, Lord, in the name of Jesus, we decree and declare salvation to our children in the name of Jesus. And we thank you. We bind the hand of the enemy that would try to bring destruction or take their lives at an early age. So strengthen these two mothers, oh God. Strengthen Minister Donna Hawkins, Father, in the name of Jesus. You know all that you call for our hands to do. So I thank you, Father, for what you're doing for her, for every family member, oh God. And so, Father, keep that hedge of protection around them. Keep your loving arms, your tenderness around them at this particular time at the loss of a loved one. So we bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Amen.
Jesus' name. Hallelujah. And, Father God, we just lift up Brother David and his family, my God. We thank you that you are doing a great and mighty work, mighty God, in their lives. God, I ask that you will protect them and keep them from all danger, seen and unseen, God. God, I thank you for their children right now, mighty God. I thank you as you train up a child, they will stay in the ways of the Lord. It doesn't matter how far they travel away, God, they have to come back to you, mighty God. in the name of Jesus. God, I ask that you would just continue to bless the sons to make wise decisions. And I thank you, God, that you're blessing their parents to also help them make wise decisions or guide them to make wise decisions, mighty God. I come against every wile of the enemy, every spirit of the world that would try to take over. I curse it at the root right now in the name of Jesus. They will stand up and be the men of God that their parents have brought them up to be. In the name of Jesus, God, I thank you that you continue to give David and his wife strength in this time, mighty God. Give them supernatural understanding, mighty God. I thank you that you will begin to show them the root of the problem so that they can come to you to break it down in the name of Jesus. I just thank you, mighty God, that you're doing a mighty work. I thank you that these young men will begin to walk in your way, mighty God, just what you called them to do. Pastors, teachers, apostles, preachers, we thank you, mighty God. We thank you, God, that they even have, that they will become mentors, even for young men at their age right now, mighty God. We just thank you for new fire being upon them in Jesus' name, and we thank you. We thank you for peace in their home. Peace and understanding and love, God. Well, we thank you that your perfect will is done in their family. In Jesus' name. Amen. Hey.
Well, I'm going to pray for Sister Anna Maria, Minister Stacy, and the people there. If you could pray, Sister Donna, after I finish praying for Minister Stacy, for Mariba and her daughter, for salvation for the family. Pray for our enemies and for Syria.
Okay.
I'm going to come back.
All righty.
Hallelujah, hallelujah. Father, I ask you to bless your daughter, Sister Anna Marie, who's on the battlefield daily. Keep her safe, oh God, in the name of Jesus. I thank you, Father God, that your praise will be in her mouth continually. And I thank you that she will bless the Lord at all times. Now, Father, I thank you that she will not fret because of evildoers. Neither will she be envious of the workers of iniquity. For they shall be soon cut down as the green grass and wither as the green herb. So, Father, I thank you, Lord Jesus. And, Lord, in the name of Jesus, I thank you that you cast out the prince of her neighborhood and defeat them. Oh, God, you've defeated them. Oh, Father, I thank you, oh, God. In the name of Jesus, that Jesus, you spoiled the principalities and made an open show of them. I bind the prince of the air in that neighborhood and all over every one of our cities and states in the name of Jesus. We bind and rebuke Beelzebub, the prince of demons. We bind principalities and powers from our regions in the name of Jesus. We command the principalities to come down in the name of Jesus. We release your warring angels against the demonic princes. And, Father, I thank you for safekeeping for your daughter as she walked the neighborhood, as she prayed even in the middle of the night, as she prayed for salvation for her family. Give her wisdom. Give her knowledge. Give her understanding of your ways, oh, God. And, Father, I thank you that as she opened her mouth, you will speak through her, that she doesn't have to think about what to say, but you will speak through her. You are a mighty King. You are an awesome God. And, Father, in the name of Jesus, I lift up every person who is in the beauty shop. Oh, God, the 3-in-1 salon. I thank you for every request that was made. I thank you for touching them with your holy, mighty spirit. And, Lord, those that are not saved in the shop, oh, Father God, you said at one time you winked at ignorance, but now you're calling men everywhere, women everywhere, boys and girls everywhere to come to repentance. So I thank you, Father God, for salvation coming forth for everyone that's not saved in that shop. And, Father, your daughter Loretta is asking you for increase. So increase her in wisdom. Increase her in knowledge. Increase her, oh, God, in the name of Jesus, the way you want her to be increased, oh, God, in the name of Jesus. So, Father, even as she study your word and as she apply the word, oh, God, I thank you, oh, God, for devils fleeing from that area. Oh, God, everything that's coming against Sister Loretta, we rebuke it in the name of Jesus. And Father God, I thank you for being her healer. Heal Sister Loretta's body in the name of Jesus. Send the word and heal Sister Loretta, Father God. And Father, every woman in that beauty shop, every child in that beauty shop, every person in that beauty shop, we send forth your word of healing, thanksgiving. Oh God, we send forth the word for them to be blessed, highly favored of you, for them to come and run into your presence like never before. I thank you for them hungering and thirsting after you even more than they do now, oh God. I thank you for what you're doing on their behalf, even those who didn't get to say a word. Oh, Father, honor their request. Draw them closer. Lord, many of them were saved as children, and some have backslidden before you, oh God. There's nothing secret, nothing hidden. But, Lord, bring them back closer to you than ever before, oh God, and let them turn around, oh God, and speak the word to those who are not saved. So we bless and honor, and we give you thanks and praise this morning for what you're going to do for those at the 3-in-1 Beauty Salon. We bless and honor you and thank you this morning in Jesus' name. Amen.
Sister G, can you please tell me what the person's name was again?
Sister Marie, but she wants you to pray for her daughter Deborah for healing,
okay,
salvation. She wants you to pray for her enemies and the Syria.
Okay. So, Father God, we just come before you this morning, God. We come before you with a repentant heart in the name of Jesus. And I lift up this sister's daughter, mighty God. God, we thank you that she is healed from the crown of her head to the soles of her feet, mighty God. God, I come against anxiety and worry right now in the name of Jesus. God, we ask that you would press peace upon them like never before, God. We thank you that they will have the helmet of salvation, mighty God, true salvation, freedom in you, mighty God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we even speak peace to Syria right now in the name of Jesus. We thank you, God, that you are above everything that we see and know, God. And just with one whisper, the peace can happen to that whole nation, mighty God. And so, God, we ask that you will have your way. God, we ask that you will cover the children. God, we ask that your spirit will reign and rule in that place like never before. God, just bring it into control, God. Bring peace, God. God, God, just have mercy. Mercy on this place, mighty God. Have mercy on Syria like never before, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we ask that your perfect will be done in this season, mighty God. God, I ask that you would just bring the pastors and the teachers, mighty God, the people of God that's praying in this nation, in this city, mighty God. God, just that you would have your perfect will, mighty God. And I thank you, God. I thank you for peace, sweet peace, rest, in the name of Jesus. And I thank you, God, that salvation will come over that place like never, ever before. God, even as they're fighting and rioting, mighty God, let them begin to praise you with the same enthusiasm, mighty God. And so, God, we thank you. And, God, we just continue to speak peace and wholeness and healing to our sister's daughter, mighty God. Well, we thank you that you're making every crooked place straight in her life, mighty God. And we just thank you. We thank you that your perfect will is being done in this season. In Jesus' name, amen.
Amen. And, Father, we cover every prayer with the blood of Jesus.
Yes.
We seal them by the name of Jesus Christ, our Savior, our Lord. And, Father, I just thank you. I lift up everyone who came on Bible Storyland this morning and their families, oh, God. I thank you for safety. I thank you for peace of mind. I thank you, Father God, that they will begin to call on your name like never before. They'll begin to praise and worship and honor you as God, honor you as King, worship you as Lord. And I thank you, Father God, that every idol, God, that's over us, we will put it down in the name of Jesus. We send the fire of God against every idol in the name of Jesus. And we thank you, Father God, that we will begin to love you with all of our heart, soul, and strength like never before. We love you, O Lord, our strength. You are our Redeemer in the name of Jesus. Well, it's sharing time. We got time for a couple of people to share this morning on Bible Storyline. Anybody have anything? Good news, good news, good news that you want to share?
I definitely do.
All right.
Okay, the Emmaus season is starting up this month, and I got some friends. I'm not going to be a sponsor because they're not in the Houston area. That's the wonderful thing about the Emmaus Walk is that it's all over the country.
Okay.
So just pray for the friend of mine that lives in Austin that she finds herself a sponsor.
Okay. All right, to go to the Emmaus season. All right, Sister Karen, Father, we thank you for the Emmaus Walk that's coming up. And the season, oh God, we thank you for the sponsors, for each and every person. And Lord, we ask you to bless Sister Karen, oh God, who loves you dearly. And I thank you for the gift of playing music, like David played music when he reached out to Saul, oh God, and calmed his spirit. So I thank you for what you're doing right now in Jesus' name. We bless and honor you in Jesus' name. Hold on, Brother David, I'm put you on. Amen. Put you back on. All right, Brother David, back on.
Hey, Sister G, I had a little revelation while I was listening, especially with the young lady that was talking about her hairdresser. She does hair and stuff,
uh-huh.
And she was praying for increase in her beauty salon and stuff like that.
Mm-hmm.
And I know we tried the Facebook group, but we didn't get a lot of response. But I can create a fan page and put you on there with me as an administrator, and people can like that page on Facebook. But that way people can share what business they do or service they provide, and we can network and refer people. Because I'm in front of a bunch of people all the time, and I'm
okay.
suggesting stuff all the time. So if there's a way to get that information and put it on the Internet, it can share and you can get more people can see it. And I had a revelation about most people are afraid of the Internet and computer and all that stuff, but I question about the scripture that no weapon formed against us shall prosper, you know. So I think some people need to get comfortable with Facebook, but that's just a little revelation I had.
All right, Brother David, call me during the week, and we'll discuss that further. Thank you so much for that revelation.
Yes, ma'am.
All right. Love you and Sister Don and the children. All right. Okay, well, I want you to know it is closing time. We got time for one more share. Anybody, one more person. Press one if you're not on live already. All right, well, it's closing time on Bible Storyland. I love you so much. I love each of you. I thank God for putting you in my life. You are an inspiration to me. And some of you I've never met, but I know you by the Spirit of the Most High God. I thank God for you. Oh, I thank God for everyone who came on, those who participated, those who listened. I want you to know that I love you, but guess what? God loved you even more. He gave Jesus to die for you. Yes, he did. He gave Jesus. You know, the scripture that Sister Donna talked from was 1 Corinthians. You know, I could give my whole body to be burned for you, but it's to no avail. Jesus came and gave his blood for you. And in his blood, there's power, salvation, healing, deliverance, the blood of Jesus. So let's obey God daily. Let's serve him like never before. And you know, ain't no sense in having, you know, trying to hide something from God. He already know what we're going to do before we do. You know, he said to Judas, he said, do it quickly. Even before Judas knew what he was going to do, God knew. So he know. Don't try to hide it from him. Just become open and bare. Say, Lord, you know I told a lie. I wasn't truthful. Lord, you know I swore the other day. I said a cuss word. Lord, I repent. And Lord, you know I was harsh with my children, and I repent. Whatever it was, just let's come clean because he know already. He know our heart. He know our secret faults. So let's come clean. I thank God for you. I look forward to speaking with you all next week, hearing from you next Saturday is Senior Citizens Day. We love our children. We love our seniors. So let's be loving and spread the word. Have a God-filled day, a God-filled week, a God-filled month, and a God-filled year. This is 2014. Yeah, God coming soon. Remember, I love you, but God loves you more. Bye.